Chickens, geese, ducks, turkeys, goats, pigs, and bees, among others, will now be allowed on residential lots. The law includes standards for noise, smell, waste, and keeping the animals in pens. In public testimony, Cynthia Klopaski says chickens and goats aren't as noisy as some folks think.
Farm animals, a small amount, are really not that noisy. I've been listening to my animals and to the animals in the area. Honestly, they're much quieter than the dogs.
But Jeffrey Rensel says the law will have a negative impact.
Basically, livestock has no reason to be in a subdivision. People buying these animals, bringing them to their house, realizing just what it is to feed an animal at 40 below zero, and the animal shelter is going to end up being overloaded with livestock.
The ordinance took nearly a year to come before the assembly. Kellen Spillman of the Community Planning Department complimented the Planning Commission's process, including surveying nearly 1,000 people about urban agriculture. The ordinance has a bent toward food security and was informed by the Alaska Food Policy Council.
In the bigger picture, what went into this is consideration of food security in Alaska. About 95% of our food is produced elsewhere and imported into the state.
Ronnie Rosenberg commented that livestock aren't the best food source.
I'm testifying mainly to object to the idea of food security in terms of livestock being a good thing. I'm very interested in plant-based diets, not only for animal welfare reasons, but also for the environment.
The number of animals one can raise depends on how big the piece of land is. For example, 8 ducks or chickens are okay on lots bigger than 2,000 square feet. And if your parcel is 10,000 square feet, one can have 9, 10, 11, basically one more bird for every 1,000 square feet of land, up to 18 altogether. Miniature goats are allowed if parcels are bigger than 10,000 square feet. But standard-sized goats, sheep, llamas, and alpacas are not allowed in most zoning areas. The law is a bit more generous when it comes to the rural residential zoning area. The long ordinance, which is posted on the borough website, includes a chart that shows how many of each kind of animal a resident can have, depending upon the size of their land. In his staff report, Kellen Spillman showed slides at Thursday's meeting of several examples of how residences can have chicken coops or goat pens on typical lots in neighborhoods close to Fairbanks. With the setbacks described in the ordinance, some homeowners will have a more difficult time keeping animals within the 20-foot setback boundary, as particularly older neighborhoods have a lot of smaller than typical parcels.
The red you see up on the screen, that is the lot line of this particular lot. The yellow is the setbacks in the zoning district, and the blue is what your chicken coop or where the animals are kept would have to be set back.
Another part of the law allows for market gardens, small-scale food or flower growing to sell. It won't allow for farm stands at people's homes, but will let someone take the extra zucchini from their backyard to a farmer's market. The ordinance does not include growing cannabis, which is covered in the borough's other laws. The ordinance was passed 7-1. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.